Hello, everybody. My name is Evan Perdomo, and I'm going to be giving a talk here about commercialization of wikis, subtitle, Open Community That Pays the Bills. The reason I'm up here talking today, I'm one of the founders of a website called Wiki Travel. It's a open source wiki-edited travel guide, a lot like Lonely Planet or Rough Guide meets Wikipedia. It is a commercial wiki, and that's why I feel justified in giving this talk. What I'm going to talk about today is really kind of give you an overview here. I'm going to give a rough introduction to commercial wikis. I'm going to talk about the commercializability of wikis, issues with commercializing wikis, and alternatives to commercializing wikis. Second, I'm going to look at some, kind of go over some wiki business models. What are potential revenue sources? How do you make a business out of wiki? And finally, I'm going to cover, and really the core of my talk is going to be about important rules for nurturing a healthy wiki community and content repository in a commercial setting. For those of you who came to this discussion by mistake, I'm going to explain what a wiki is. Ward Cunningham called the original wiki the simplest database that could possibly work. It's a very simple web application that opens up editing to the entire internet community. Today, when we think of wikis, the first example that people come to mind is Wikipedia, the Wikimedia engine, a number of wikis that are out there. I think there are a lot of other projects that have wiki nature that we're going to start recognizing as being wikis over the next few years. One I really like is LibriVox. I've kind of rephrased Ward Cunningham's original definition of wikis here, but like I said, it's an information repository that's open to anyone to edit, and everyone collaborates on the same work. So unlike blogging or photo sharing, where people post their own stuff and it's kind of protected, everybody works on the same thing on wikis. Wikis lower the barriers of security by having this open editing system, and they also lower technology barriers because we use a very simple markup for web pages. Finally, kind of some optional things. All current wikis use a web browser interface almost always. This may change in the future. We may call some things wikis in the future that don't use a browser interface. And really what wiki has been applied to most in the last few years has been the creation of free and open content. So this is Creative Commons licensed or open content licensed works that people build together. So it's become very closely linked to that. One question that comes up a lot in wikis is whether commercialization is really valid for wikis. Is it okay to have a commercial wiki? Most wikis have come out of either personal websites or from the nonprofit sector, such as Wikimedia Foundation. So we've seen a lot of wikis that have been non-commercial. And so there's a question of whether commercialization can ruin wikis. I think that that's absolutely untrue. I think that if we borrow a model from the web at large, from the internet at large, and also from open source software development, which reflects a lot of the same kind of issues as wiki development, we can see that there's really what you need is a healthy ecology of public, private, personal projects that are working together, kind of bouncing back and forth off each other. That every wiki project that can support itself financially is making for a smaller pool of projects that need donations from somewhere else. So when a wiki can support itself, that means that those wikis that can't support themselves get more support, which is good. And finally, I think that companies getting involved in community efforts, self-organization, free content, open content, that's a good thing. We should be encouraging that. That is a good thing for companies to do. And saying that companies are not allowed to do that is really a foolish thing to do. There are, of course, other ways to support a wiki project. Out of pocket, if you're using commodity web hosting, carefully managing things, doing it in your off time, you can probably support a high traffic wiki for a few $100 a month. It's also possible to solicit donations from participants, get grants, get government funds. There are a lot of projects out, there are a lot of programs out there for making cool information projects. And so people who are seeking funding can get it in a non-commercial area. But finally, there's the possibility of kind of turning over the management of your wiki to a wiki farm or wiki hosting service. There are projects, there are companies like Wikia that's really specialized in kind of taking in and nurturing these wild wikis and bringing them into the Wikia sphere. This kind of shifts the responsibility for taking care of the wiki to the commercial wiki farm, but it's also a way to keep a wiki going. I think the bottom line, as with any project, is that you have to do whatever works for you. That, you know, think it through and make sure that that's going to work. As far as ways to make businesses out of wiki, I've kind of broken up the wiki business space into four different types. The first type, and what I think is actually the simplest type, is wiki service providers. So these are websites that are providing wiki engines, wiki software to the public, either for a fee to the founder, so, you know, give us $5 a month and we'll start your wiki, or for free but plus some advertising. Wiki service providers, they're typically technology and feature-oriented companies. They're really looking for bringing the next little gadget to their particular software. They're usually less able to concentrate on goals, community organization, editorial development of wiki content, formatting, that kind of thing. That's typically not what they do. In a lot of ways, these companies are more like other service providers, blogging service providers, photo and video sharing services, than they are like other wiki companies. They are, by concentrating so much on the technology, they become less a part of the wiki community space. The type of wiki business that I'm most interested in and that I'm going to be talking about more later is I'm calling it content hosting or community hosting sites. My own site, Wiki Travel, would be one of these. Wiki How, which is an excellent how-to wiki. And then Wikia, which is Jimmy Wales' company, and they host somewhere around 2,000 wikis. What all these businesses do is we focus on particular topics and issues and bring our expertise to managing the wiki itself. So we're actually involved in the culture and development of the community. So it really is a professionalization of the wiki founder, wiki administrator role that we see in other kinds of wiki systems, but it's one where we've really kind of taken it to the next step and said we want to make a living out of this. The value added by the company is not only in the hosting, although of course the company pays for that, but specializing the software for the particular topic of the wiki and getting involved in the community development. The companies in this space typically are much closer to the community because that's what they do. And this is going to be the type of company that I'm going to be talking about most later. But I do want to cover a couple other ones that I think are pretty neat. There is the kind of consulting space, which I think is pretty interesting. Social Text is probably the, biggest, company in this area. These are, Social Text, what they've been doing, which has been really interesting, is kind of taking the wiki method into the enterprise. So they are going into companies and showing them how to use wikis, and not just use wikis as software, which is the least interesting part of wikis, but use wiki community and use wiki theory to make the best kind of wikis out there. So communicating that wiki culture, is being professional wiki evangelists, is another very interesting aspect of wiki business. Finally, probably the newest of these wiki business models, and the one that I think is probably going to be the most challenging for wikis, is content development. A company called Wikibiz started on Wikipedia. Anyone know this name? No? Wikibiz is they started on Wikipedia, and the service that they offered to their customers was that they would write an article about that company on Wikipedia, and they would manage that article through the editorial process on Wikipedia, working with other Wikipedia contributors, but, you know, get something fully formed up onto the site very quickly. I think that as wikis become more important as a content system, or as they become the definitive source of content on the internet, that we're going to see more and more businesses like this that will be carrying this content into the wiki community and wiki culture. It's an interesting thing, and I think there's a lot to watch here. I'd like to talk a little bit about, as I was saying, the content hosting type of wiki is the one that I'm the most interested in, and there's, you know, been a lot of talk about this kind of site over the last year or so. One name you may have heard is called crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a system where you get a lot of suckers and yahoos and rubes, and you get them to do a lot of work for you, and then you take all that work that they gave to you and you sell it back to them, and you make a lot of money, and these guys all get screwed over, and it's really fantastic, and it's the best kind of business ever. And if you've read books like Wikinomics or other kinds of wiki economics books, this is the kind of model that they're trying to sell, is that there's a sucker born every minute, and you can get them to work on your site for free. Ha ha ha. I think that's possibly the worst thing I've ever heard. I think that's a terrible system. I hate the term crowdsourcing, I think it's one of the ugliest terms yet invented on the internet. People who participate in wiki culture are some of the most altruistic, idealistic, and smartest people in the world. And I think trying to frame the wiki system as this kind of exploitative system, as a rigged carnival game where these suckers come up and you get to trick them into doing stuff, is I think it's really terrible. People aren't stupid. They're not suckers. They're not going to work for you for free. They aren't going to make you rich and famous for free. What they will do, if you're lucky, is, and if you show that you deserve their trust, is that they may let you be the steward of their community and the content that they create. I prefer this kind of model for describing wiki companies, which is a platform for knowledge. These are technical terms here. Knowledge havers, people who have information, people who know things about a particular topic. In my case, it's people who are either professionals in the travel industry, or they're people who have been to a particular location, people who live in that location. They have information, and our job is to provide a platform to let them share that knowledge with people who need it, so-called knowledge needers. So by providing infrastructure, guidance, vision, focus, giving a mission to these people and keeping them directed onto your particular topic, you can provide that kind of collaboration platform to let knowledge flow. This isn't all about you. It's not you at the center of the discussion. You're kind of ancillary here. And I think that's important to remember. Nobody's giving anything to you. They're giving it to each other, and you're making it possible for them to do it. It's noble, it's decent, and there's no exploitation involved. Kind of what I want to talk most about today is about how to engage as a commercial company with a wiki community in a way that's productive for both the community and for your company. Again, I'm concentrating mostly on these content hosting style businesses like WikiHow, like WikiTravel. They're the ones I'm most familiar with, and I think they're the ones where people can make the most difference in the world. A lot of these tips are going to apply both to other social software type businesses and to public and personal wikis, but I wanted to really break them out as being important for commercial wikis. The first is to have a noble purpose, to have a mission that overrides all other aspects of your site, that's ambitious, and that captures the imagination of your internet public. This is absolutely critical for every kind of wiki. Specifically for commercial wikis, it's even more important because you're going to have that kind of crowdsourcing model that I was just talking about before, and people are going to be thinking about that, and you want to make sure that they don't. You want to make sure that they understand that you are trying to do something important and do something valuable. And that's not a trick. I really do believe in what I'm doing, and I think it's important, and I think it's valuable for humanity and not just my company. And, you know, I don't think it's something that you can trick other people into. The value that wikis, thanks. The values that wikis provide to contributors are different than the values that people that are provided by other kinds of services. This is a scientific graph, by the way. These are all measured on the Purposetron that I specifically developed. What contributors get out of a wiki is different. From a blog, people really get that kind of ego gratification that people are paying attention to them. Partially, they get the kind of community interrelationships. They get building up some sort of friendships. Less so about the, overriding meaningful purpose. Except as, citizen journalism, that kind of thing. There's something there, but it's not quite the same way. Photo and video sharing type social software, websites, are big on the friendship, somewhat big on the ego, really not that big on the purpose. What wikis provide is much less about ego gratification. People tend to fall into the background. Your identity tends to fall in the background when 10 or 20 people are working on the same document. The kind of friendships that people build up, the kind of social connections they make, are the same kind of social connections you make when you're working very hard with other people on something, but it's not as central to the system. What's really what people get out of a wiki system is that sense of purpose. I'm part of building the biggest encyclopedia ever made by humanity in every single human language. That is a noble purpose. I am part of making travel guides that will explain, that will let people travel all over the world from Brazil to Iceland in dozens of languages. Again, very, very important and noble things. And being able to deliver that to people is the main thing you do as a commercial wiki. Key thing for the noble purpose, and probably the most important noble purpose that people have, is the creation of these open content content bases. Using an open content license, like Creative Commons licenses, and meaning it, and following through on it, is the best way to capture a community's imagination with a noble purpose. As a side note, any kind of selfish style CC license, like the non-commercial or the no derivatives or these ones that kind of hold back, aren't going to work. People don't like it. You need to let go. That's really something that I've learned and that's really come across for a lot of wiki projects is you have to go with the freest kinds of licenses. Are there other possible noble purposes to wikis? Yeah, possibly. Post-Hurricane Katrina, there were a number of wikis that listed names and locations of survivors. So there's a really noble purpose, pretty amazing. None of them were commercial. I don't know if any of them are still around or what they're doing. My second point is that you have to demonstrate value to your community. Wiki technology is very simple when it comes down to it, and there are plenty of good open source wiki engines out there. Your contributors and your community can find another platform at any time. And you have to demonstrate value to them on staying on your platform and using your knowledge platform rather than making up their own or making up another. The main ways to really add value as a company is custom software development, really tuning the software to a particular topic, making sure that the site keeps running and making that very clear to your community that you've got a big site and a lot of traffic and you got to keep it going. Being involved in the community, being involved in discussions, in editorial discussions, in community interactions, community policy decisions, that's a huge value. And being able to provide that kind of guidance is very important. Wikia has really made a business out of this. They've taken the best community management people from Wikimedia and made it into a profession, which is very impressive. Finally, the external promotion of the wiki, making it an important part of the internet at large, is a big way to add value to the site. Finally, carrying the torch, holding that mission high, is an important, the most important way to add value. Wiki communities are very transient. Typical wiki user sticks around for about 1 to 2 months. That means that over the course of a year, you have a much different community than you did 12 months before. Maintaining that mission through that 12 months, when perhaps there won't be anyone else to do that, is a very key service that you can provide to the community. It's important to be transparent. That means contributors are going to be watching for any kind of duplicity, any hidden agenda. Even the appearance of sleaziness in your company is going to lose the passion of that community to create the content that you wish. So you really have to use transparent procedures as often as possible, have open bug databases, have all your company discussions on the site, have a lot of feedback loops with your community. Very important, because when you put up that wall, people are going to leave. You have to extract value where you provide value. This is my fourth point. Don't try and get money from places that you haven't provided value. So a good case of where you can get revenue from places that you've provided value is through advertising. You're providing bandwidth to the community. So if you put advertising on the site, you're extracting your value when you're providing that bandwidth. Another possible source of advertising is the leading way to commercialize wikis right now. Second source of revenue is from selling physical media that use the content on the site. Printed books, less so CD-ROMs or DVDs or anything like that now, but possibly. A company that has the access to the whole corpus of work and can use the trademark of the project is in a unique position to provide this kind of service to the community, and it's very obvious that you're selling the media. Any attempt to extract value out of the user database itself is going to be catastrophic. These are your collaborators. They're not your audience. They're not your guinea pigs. Don't punish them for working on your site and creating a wonderful thing for you. Fifth, it's important to set boundaries. When you have this kind of transparency that I've been talking about, community is going to push. They're going to want to look into your accounting. They want to get into your books. They're going to want to make decisions about your business that they really shouldn't. It's important to set boundaries about where business decisions begin and where community decisions end. Similarly, conversely, it's important to say, what can the business interfere in as far as community policies, editorial policies, that kind of thing. Oh, skip one. Probably should skip that one anyways. Be personally involved. The best wikis right now are ones where the wiki founders are personally involved on a daily basis in the development of the site. They have user pages. They have a picture on their user page. They use their real name. And that's really the people that are getting the best kind of wikis out right now, is the people that are personally involved. Finally, and my last point, is that you have to run with the right crowd. You have to be part of the wiki community. You have to be part of the open content community. Be part of the open source community. People are going to judge you by who you hang out with, just like your mom told you. And you need to collaborate with the other right kinds of companies. Find partners and find projects that you would like to work with that are going to be valuable. My conclusions is that commercial wikis are a healthy addition to the internet, that community, content, and commercialism, they have to be carefully managed, and that there's a lot of opportunity right now for commercial wikis, that people can really develop some interesting things today in the wiki space. These are some people I want to thank very quickly, people who've kind of helped me with this discussion, and this is the URL where you can get these slides. And are there any questions? Sure.
Have you had any advertisements to try and drive content? If so, what happened?
What's that? Oh, yeah. So the question is, have we had advertisers try and drive the content? Specifically with Wiki Travel, we've made a point of keeping a strict separation between editorial and advertising. I think that's something that has to happen with any kind of content, driven website, but more specifically with wikis, because your community can't change the content anyways. So if you're kind of mixing them up in there, you might have some problems with that. So it's really important to keep that thing separate. We've had some contacts from people who've tried to drive our content, and we haven't really had any problems with it. You know, we haven't gone with it at all. There's a microphone if anyone has questions, or we have to wrap up.
Yeah, we're out of time. But actually,
out of time.
Y'all can ask questions right outside.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.